2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:44. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a 61-year-old man died after crashing into a snowbank at the Brighton Ski Resort yesterday. I'm KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas.
Second, a group of Lone Peak firefighters are headed to Southern California to help battle fires happening there. The Santa Ana winds are only supposed to make things worse. Third, let's see what the drive looks like this morning. Brought to you by Zions Bank, the official bank of the Utah Jazz.
And Tim, it looks great. I-15, delay-free. I-80, looking good now. City streets where most of the traffic is, and not even a lot of that as of yet, so nowhere that you need to worry about. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine much of the day, 47. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 28 in Salt Lake City with KSL's top national stories.
A new variant of COVID-19 first detected in South Africa has now turned up in several other countries, including Israel. This is amid fears it's highly transmissible. The World Health Organization will meet today to discuss it. The WHO's Christian Lindmeier says
the B11529 was reported at a remarkable speed. The first sequence was reported on 11 November.
He says it will take some time to measure its effects. The European Union, though, proposing a ban on travel from South Africa. Financial markets are also reacting. The Dow set to fall more than 700 points at the opening bell this morning. Stores are opening their doors to Black Friday shoppers, but deals may be a bit harder to find due in part to supply chain problems and inflation. Power still out for more than 50,000 Southern California utility customers to reduce fire risk in case of strong winds that could topple power lines. And five members of Congress visited Taiwan for a surprise meeting with the president amid tensions between Taiwan and China. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Nutrition experts say it's very common for someone to gain 1 to 2 pounds over the holiday season. But the good news is most of us lose that extra weight when spring and summer return and we start to spend more time outdoors. Utah Department of Health dietitian Laura Holtorp-Cole says you shouldn't beat yourself up if you're feeling bad about your Thanksgiving indulgence.
I don't think that's an issue. I think it's important to take a step back and look at your overall lifestyle, and if you're active and if you're eating your vegetables and your fruits and eating balanced meals, then I don't think you should worry about it. But if you aren't doing those things, I think you might feel better if you make some changes.
When it comes to all those tempting leftovers, Health Department nutrition consultant Judy Harris says it's smart to mix in some healthy options for yourself, whether that's adding a salad or roasting some veggies.
So look at the plate, look at the table setting and see what, you know, if you have seven desserts and, you know, three really heavy side dishes and you don't have any light greens and light, you know, fruit salads and, you know, not the heavy gravies and the heavy breads, but, you know, try to look at what that looks like, you know.
Laura agrees it's all about balance.
You know, it does become maybe a little bit problematic when we turn the holidays into, what is that, 6 weeks of overeating. But having leftovers in the house doesn't mean that you're needing to overeat. It's still, you can make that balanced plate and that colorful plate and enjoy the food in amounts that feel good. Because if you're eating more than you need for weeks at a time, you're not going to feel good.
Bottom line, go ahead and enjoy those leftovers. Just try to add some healthy options and keep portion sizes reasonable. That's the thing. Don't load up the plate like you did on Thanksgiving night just because you only see that turkey on the counter once a year. But, boy, we had a lot of leftovers last night. We overdid it just a little bit with the Hughes family. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And thanks for waking up early with me this morning. That's the In-Depth at 15 and 45. Coming up on 549, it's time again to see how the roads are doing. Brought to you by Zions Bank, the official bank of the Utah Jazz. And Andy Farnsworth is here.
Tim, not a lot of traffic, as you might not be surprised to know at this early stage. There's not really going to be a commute of any kind, so we'll see if we have any crashes. Right now, we don't. And the city streets, there's not even any real busy spots to even warn you about. I see more traffic kind of along State Street through Murray than I do on State Street through Sandy right now. Not really anything on Redwood Road. Looking up in Davis County, all of our major routes are looking great. Make the most of holiday shopping with triple rewards from Cypress Credit Union. Earn triple points for every dollar you spend using your Cypress Rewards card now through December. Visit cypresscu.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines. Grant's here. He has a look at your 7-day forecast.
Partly cloudy at the 47 degrees for today. Sunshine 46 tomorrow. And more of the same for the rest of the weekend. Sunday 51 and sunshine. And 51 on Monday as well. Mostly sunny skies. Really more of the same Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Becoming hazy, sunshine, temperatures near 50. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Let's see. Right now in Salt Lake City, still below the freezing mark, it is 28 degrees. For those headed up to Rice-Eccles Stadium for the Utah game today, it kicks at 2. You can expect the temperatures to be in the lower 40s, it looks like, at kickoff time, but gradually warm a little bit through the game until about 4 o'clock in the afternoon after we hit a high of 47. Cougs fans, you can expect tomorrow to hear BYU take on the USC Trojans. That's going to be a great ball game. 8:30 tomorrow night is the kickoff. We'll have pregame starting at 6:30. Here's a little twist, though. We have BYU-Utah basketball. I think both teams are coming in undefeated. So the challenge is, how do you do both? How do you listen to the BYU basketball game against the Utes and watch the football team play USC? We've got to figure it out for you. We'll have the football game on KSL News Radio. You can listen to the basketball game on KSL Xtreme. The tip-off for BYU basketball at Utah, 9:30 tomorrow. We'll have the kickoff of football at 8:30. Just a little tip for you there. Give us a couple of minutes. We'll come back and take a look at what looks to be, anyway, a struggling day for markets. Maybe we're a bit blessed that we have a shortened day. Markets will close early because of Black Friday and this being Thanksgiving weekend. So we'll check the numbers and see what's up with the rest of your money news headlines when we come back.
Thanksgiving weekend. Begin your holiday season with the Utah Symphony and a cherished musical tradition, Handel's Messiah. Experience this glorious masterpiece performed by the Utah Symphony and Utah Opera Chorus. Bring your family and hear the majesty of Handel's Messiah, sharing holiday joy with the resounding Hallelujah Chorus. Add some symphony to your life. November 27th and 28th at Abravno Hall. Get your tickets at utahsymphony.org.
Visit Shopko Optical for a complete pair of single vision glasses starting as low as $60.28. Visit shopko.com to schedule an exam and for complete offer details and limitations.
You know that feeling? Like every door is closing and you just can't see a way out? Being unemployed, underemployed, or just out of school feels a lot like that. But when you find the right tools, suddenly everything just clicks. Getting on that path may be easier than you think. A good place to start? Go to findsomethingnew.org. At findsomethingnew.org, you have access to resources that help develop new skills. Skills that will position you for careers in today's growing industries. From healthcare and manufacturing to cybersecurity and alternative energy. Plus, you can take advantage of online courses, certification programs, apprenticeships, and more. So you can take yourself from unemployed and uncertain to empowered and prepared for what's next. Find your path to a new career today. Visit findsomethingnew.org. A message from the Ad Council.
Food brings people together. But for many families, figuring out where their next meal is coming from is a challenge. 1 in 8 children struggle with hunger. You can help. Join KSL News Radio and Macy's for the annual Harvest of Hope Drive to benefit Utah Food Bank and Childhood Hunger. Participating is easy. Now through November 30th, simply purchase a Harvest of Hope food drive icon or a prepackaged Harvest of Hope bag of food at any Macy's store or at Macy's.com/online. You can donate any amount and all proceeds will go to Utah Food Bank. Together, we can make a difference in our communities and provide hope to families in our neighborhoods. And it all starts with you. Food brings people together, but for many families, where their next meal is coming from is a challenge. Let's try to eliminate that challenge. Join KSL News Radio and Macy's in the Harvest of Hope Food Drive.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Feeling increasingly lonely right now? You're not alone. Try joining a virtual book club or scheduling an online coffee break with coworkers to connect.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Watching Utah's Money is brought to you by Trajan Wealth. No need to stand in line for the best Black Friday deals for most of the country's biggest retailers. USA Today reports that Walmart, Target, Best Buy, Kohl's, and other big box chains have already rolled out their sales for the annual shopping rush. And aside from Walmart, most of them have the same deals available both online and in person. KSL Drives, gas prices are about $1.20 more than they were a year ago on Thanksgiving weekend. AAA reports the national average for a gallon of gas is just shy of $3.40. Last year, we were paying $2.12. And if you bought powdered drink mix at Walmart, heads up. A national recall of Country Time lemonade-powered Arizona tea and some flavors of powered Kool-Aid now includes Walmart. The recall drinks could contain small pieces of metal or even glass. Your money at this moment, the Dow Jones Industrials. Matter of fact, all the markets really taken a tough hit this morning on the futures. We were down over 800. The Dow now down 779. The S&P is down 77. The NASDAQ is off 146 points. It's time now for Cougar Tracks. Here's KSLSports.com BYU insider Mitch Harper.
Tomorrow is going to be a super Saturday for BYU sports. BYU men's basketball will face Utah at the Huntsman Center. Women's basketball team takes on number 22 West Virginia in Florida. Women's soccer will have a chance to advance to the College Cup with a home game against South Carolina. And number 13 BYU football takes on the USC Trojans for a chance at a 10-win regular season. BYU football team's trip to the historic L.A. Coliseum will be the first visit for the Cougars since 2003.
A great place for football. It's a place that the guys are used to seeing on TV, and I want them to embrace the setting. And that's the whole point of showing gratitude, having a good time with it, you know, and embrace the opportunity that you have to play in that stadium.
BYU versus USC kicks off tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. here on KSL. And make sure to download the KSL Sports app for all the latest from BYU Super Saturday of events. With Cougar Tracks from Los Angeles, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.